Detroit, Tubby Mobile.
Hey, KO4HKX.
I saw that DX Engineering had that radio. You can pay $35 and register to get them as soon as they come out.
I haven't been on their site, but they have a release date on it yet?
No, they just say when it's going to be available, you'll be on the list. But I've gotten in trouble doing that before. Like, they get 300 or 400 people on the list, and they only get a dozen radios at a time, and other, like, Gigaparts gets a dozen radios. When they get a dozen radios, you're a whole lot better off not to reserve one and just go to Gigaparts and get one as soon as they come in. You get one a lot faster if you don't reserve one, is what I found out.
There's that chance, for sure. And I'm sure when that radio comes out, there's going to be a lot of hubbub around it. Just because it's been so long since Kenwood's put anything out like that.
USB-C, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, you can connect with Wi-Fi. You don't even need an Ethernet cable. It's pretty cool radio.
I'm sure if they're going to leave the feature in there, the 710s, if you got the cable hooked up to it and you're on your iPad or tablet, whatever it is, you can hit the go to repeater.com, repeaterbook.com, and then click on a button, and it'll feed it over to it. I've not tried that, but I've watched several videos on it where they've got it working. So I wonder if they're going to leave that in there where you could do that over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth.
No, you could do that either. That's a pretty neat feature. And you're saying you can do that on the 710?
Out there of it. I'll try to find it again and send it to you. But you got to have your cable plugged in to your device, you know, like you're going to program it.
No problem. But that's pretty cool. I have had, like, planning trips down to Fort Myers, finding all the repeaters from here to there. That's how I found that one in Jacksonville that has remote voting receivers that works pretty good for flatland. But that would be nice not having to do all that work and just find them for you.
It is a nice feature. That's one of the things that drew me to the 5100 is where it's got the repeater database in there. As you're traveling along, you just click on the repeater you want, and there you go. And you can Bluetooth from my phone to do that. It is built into that radio.
Well, I plan on getting one of those Kenwoods when they come out. There's not many radios that I'm anxious for them to come out, but that one, I'm anxious.
With you. It is definitely something I'm going to be paying attention to now a little closer. I've been watching it for about a year, but now that they're getting closer to release date, hopefully, start paying a little bit closer attention. But I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to jump out of here. I just wanted to say hello again. But good to hear you out here, and we'll carry on the conversation another time. KO4HKX, 73.
All right, have a good day, and stay safe in this wet weather. And, yeah, it's going to come out in summertime. That's what they said. Catch you later. KO4HKX, W4DJW Mobile.